Good morning, and this is The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. Good morning. Happy, happy Monday, President's Day. Happy, happy Monday if you're off. I am, and that's why I'm doing the show today. I have a lot to talk about, but I wanted to start off by saying that I changed the book that I'll be covering for book club. I was doing a book club for The Daily with Syl Stein, which will resume back in April. So I'm not going to start on this book particularly until then, because I'll be on hiatus. But the book I highly recommend you read, and you can catch up because you have a lot of time to read it, is Ruth Ware, The Lying Game. It's Ruth Ware is one of the newest authors, and she's amazing. And if you read her books, it's like a kind of horror, but it's more thriller, and it keeps you going all the way. And she's written The Dark Room, The Woman in Cabin 10, many amazing books. And it's a New York Times bestseller. She's written In a Dark, Dark Wood. Sorry, that's what I meant to say. The Woman in Cabin 10, The Death of Miss Westaway, and The Turn of the Key. And this book, The Lying Game, keeps you going. Now, let me read you a little bit. This was recommended by Reese Witherspoon Book Club. I think when it first came out. And let me read you what it says. Let's see. So many questions until the very last page. Needless to say, I could not put this book down. And let me read a little bit of The Lying Game here. Trying to find a page where I can. Let's see. Her new thriller, The Lying Game, will have you full of anticipation. It is full of anticipation. And it says, it's like a, almost like the new Agatha Christie. That's what they call Ruth Ware. And if you've ever read Agatha Christie books, she was one of our great authors. This is about four schoolmates 17 years ago made a promise to keep a deadly secret, but now the truth is coming out. So it keeps you going, and it's an amazing book. And this is the newest book I recommend you read for the book club here for The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. And we will resume on this book back in after the second week of April, because I will be on hiatus from The Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. I gave a live on Instagram on why I'm going to be doing that, mainly because the Lenten season for me is a time of reflection. It's a time of a prayer for me. It doesn't have to be for everyone else, but for me. And I want to reflect more on that. And everything else is just put to the side. And I should do it even without that. But I want to get back into my spiritual praying side. And that's why I'm putting the show on hiatus until the second week of April. And then going back to it. And then we'll focus head on The Lying Game by Ruth Ware. So I know I recommended The Other Sister. I'm still going to talk about it. So make sure that you also read on that book. And you can check out my other show before this one. It's all the shows for The Daily with Syl Stein are on Anchor FM, Spotify, and other platforms. You can check those out. If you want to support the podcast, please do. It takes as little as 99 cents to support it. And I will give you a shout out on the show. And anything you can do to help would be greatly appreciated if you can. But also, I'm going to talk about my own author journey. And speaking of which, I wanted to also mention that the book, The Diary of a Broken Father, just celebrated another anniversary. On February 17th of 2017, I released The Diary of a Broken Father, a prequel. This is a prequel to Closure. Now, the story behind the Diary of the Broken Father began when I wrote Closure, and I was at Southern New Hampshire University. I started on my master's degree in creative writing and English. And one of the first creative writing classes I had, I wrote a short, not even that long story of Closure. And it was written in a, I think, bless you, in a first person point of view through Sarah's eyes. And I created Sarah and Garrison. And that story that later, a friend who should remain nameless because she prefers that, she's an author and an editor. She highly, highly recommended me to write it into my first novella. She said, why don't you start, you know, I know you're doing anthologies, but you should go into writing this story, you know, to get yourself out there. And she agreed to help me edit it. And big shout out to her, even though she prefers to remain nameless, and I hope she's doing well. Then I started with Closure and created that story. And then to graduate, to get my master's, I had to write my last class. I think it was the capstone class. I had to create a novella or novel. And I decided to write. In between, I was also writing the other book, Chasing Clarity, which ended up to be a YA, but that wasn't part of SNHU. That was just a separate novel that I wrote during National Novel Month back in 2015. And then Closure was published in 2014. And then I came out with The Diary of a Broken Father, and I wrote it from Garrison's point of view. And I wrote it kind of like, and thanks to Humberto Cisneros, shout out to Beto Cisneros in Bronzeville, Texas, and his wonderful idea. When I remember sending him the draft, he said, you know, you should write this more in a form of an alcoholic, you know, because you're talking about the 12 steps. Write it in that form. You know, you should maybe focus on that. So he had a lot of inspiration to the chapters. I created like his own world that he had, but I also added the 12 steps, never forgetting about the alcoholic journey that Garrison was going through. So my book just celebrated another anniversary. Now, I took it out in 2017. It's almost been like 6 years. 6 years. I want to say six. About 6 years that book came out. And even though it's like the little engine that could, I really, really love that I wrote this story and Closure. And I hope one day, maybe they'll ask me to make a film, rights to a film for these, both these stories, because I believe that they can be, you know, they can help people. And the message of the story is pure, you know, it's about a journey of a young woman who, you know, loses her mother, and then the, you know, what happens to the father and her, and all these things that happen, you know. It's just I will always be proud of these books that I've written, and I really appreciate the reviews and the people that have read the story. And I hope to put them also on Ingram Spark like I did Closure. That way I can, you know, show more people what the stories are about and the things that I've written and have brought up because of them. So I'm hoping to be able to do that, hopefully. But just wanted to share a little bit about that. And we'll be right back. And thank you for joining me on the Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. We'll be right back. And we're back to the Daily with Sil Stein, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. And again, as I was mentioning in the beginning, I am recommending the book by the amazing Ruth Ware called The Lying Game for book club. I am taking a brief hiatus from the Daily Whistlestein until the second week of April, because Lent starts on Wednesday and I'm going to be reflecting, prayer. I'm going to try to be off social media, aside from posting a reading from, you know, faithful readings from the Bible. I don't want to be focusing too much on social media at that point. And I'm going to have the amazing Tara James, shout out to her, and Samantha Socorso helping me with all of that. A new newsletter, I know I keep saying it's going to come out. It'll come out the second week of April. That's for the Daily Whistlestein, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. And then try to do more daily shows full force after April. And I know I keep saying, oh, it's going to be after this, after that. And I wish it could be the week of April, but I am going to focus on this until after Lent. And then hopefully in the summer, try to have a daily show all the time when I'm home, like I am today. Happy President's Day. I hope everyone's doing well. I also talked about the anniversary, the sixth anniversary of Closure, the Diary of a Broken Father, which was released in February of 2017. So 6 years with that. And I went over Closure and the Diary of the Broken Father because the Diary of the Broken Father goes with Closure. It's kind of like a prequel to Closure, but it focuses on Garrison and his journey into the alcoholism that destroyed his relationship with his daughter, and focusing on the 12 steps of AA while I did that. And I wanted to send a big shout out to Humberto Cisneros, Beto Cisneros in Bronzeville, who gave me initially the idea when I had sent him a draft of the novel when I was writing it. So big shout out to him and all our family back home. And I just wanted to say that, you know, how grateful I am that you listen to the podcast. I hope you'll take a look at the live that I did on Instagram if you have a chance. I'll try to do more giveaways, have more author news, writers, editors, my own author journey, talk about coffee, of course, on the show. And I hope you'll check out the different platforms of the podcast. If you want to support the podcast, you can. And I really am grateful for this platform through Anchor and the wonderful benefits it has added for me doing this podcast. So I really hope that you enjoyed. I know it's a brief show, but I wanted to say that I'm really, really grateful. I'm still working on my book, Battered Mind. That's the newest book. But please check out my books, Closure, Chasing Clarity, The Diary of the Broken Father. Closure is now also through Ingram Spark. I am trying to put it into more brick and mortar stores. You can order it at Target online, aside from Barnes & Noble online. And also, a few copies are in the brick and mortar here at Triangle Town Center. I'm hoping to go soon to sign my book copy and to set up a book event maybe for the summer or for the following fall. I wanted to send a big shout out to AJ, the manager there at Barnes & Noble in Triangle Town Center. I really appreciate your support. Not too many people support local authors, and I really send a big shout out to those that do. So thank you so much for that support. And I wanted to say thank you to all of you who tune in to the Daily Whistlestein through Anchor FM. Please check out my reels on Instagram, my author page on Facebook, and I hope that you'll take a listen to everything. And thank you for all the things that you do for me as in support of my show. And I appreciate you all, and I hope that you'll begin reading The Lying Game, also The Other Sister. Check out the podcast and the shows, the support. And like I said, catch up on Ruth Ware. She's got other books, In a Dark, Dark Wood, in The Woman in Cabin 10, The Turn of the Key, and The Death of Miss Westaway. She's called the new Agatha Christie. Let me read you a little bit about Ruth Ware. worked as a waitress, a bookseller, a teacher of English as a foreign language, and a press officer before settling down as a full-time writer. She now lives with her family in Sussex on the south coast of England. She is the number one New York Times bestselling author of In a Dark, Dark Wood, The Woman in Cabin 10, The Death of Miss Westaway, and The Turn of the Key. Visit her at ruthware.com. Ruth is RUTHWARE and .com. She capitalizes the R in Ruth, the W in Ware. RuthWare.com, or follow her on Twitter at RuthWareWriter. So I hope you'll check out Ruth Ware, and I also hope you check out my books, The Closure, The Diary of the Broken Father, Chasing Clarity, all by me, Sylvia Stein, and my newest book, Battered Mind. I hope will be finished by summer and hopefully released, if not in the fall, the following year, and no later. So that's what I'm focusing on, and I'll be in hiatus throughout Lent, but then the newsletter for the Daily Whistle Stein will come out second week of April. Hopefully more giveaways to be done. And thank you for all the support of the Daily Whistle Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. Have a great one and happy Monday. Enjoy your day. And thank you for the support of my podcast. Have a great one, everyone. Happy Monday. And keep drinking your coffee. I just drank McCafe medium roast, and it was delicious. And I hope you all have an awesome and blessed rest of your Monday. Thank you for joining me.